Thousands of years ago, the ancients recognized the fact that there was a fluid. They said it was in the spine, and they referred to this fluid in the Sanskrit term of ojas, O-J-A-S. And they made a very definite statement based upon very definite findings. They said, whosoever does not control the flow of this fluid will not get enlightenment. Now, this is quite categorical. It's not may not get, it's will not get. It's absolutely a categorical a statement, this is. And it's a statement which some of us believe to be correct today. Undoubtedly, the first step, the first major step in all forms of enlightenment is a strict control of what we call the sex impulse. You may say, well, could I be married and gain enlightenment? The answer to this question is yes, you could gain enlightenment and be married at the same time, providing you used a sex, shall we put it that way, in its right place. Now, man likes to think of himself as being so much above the animals. But in his sex life, he isn't above the animals, in fact, he's below them. Read any book on natural history that gives you some idea of the sex habits of animals, and you will find that they come together for a procreation of the race. It's a natural thing with them. It's a natural instinct. It's something which they seem to know about, but that is their main reason. And in fact, in most animals, in fact, strangely enough, in most wild animals, it is one of the only reasons that they do it. In some domestic animals, they seem to have copied man a little bit, and they seem to indulge in this for pleasure. I think there's quite a bit of difference between the sex habits of a leopard and a domestic dog. But however, the animals seem to put this in its rightful place, and we should do the same if we want to gain enlightenment. And it's purely and simply up to us as to how far we want to go in our metaphysics, whether we want to make them a practical thing or leave them at just theory. This is the individual choice of every man, and it's his right, of course, to have a choice in this respect. But I will say that somewhere down the line, you will be faced with this choice. And somewhere down the line, you will possibly have the strength and wisdom to make it correctly. And when you do, not before you do, I'm afraid, but when you do, you will find that you will have a greater experiences than you had before. Why is this? It's no good just telling people that it's best to do this, that, or the other without trying to give them some reasonable explanation as to why it should be. In the West, in our metaphysical studies, we seem to have omitted entirely the basis of all metaphysics. The basis of all metaphysical studies, in fact, all physical actions and all mental actions, is the depicted by the ancient drawing of the skeleton of the man with the seven major psychic centers in the spine. We can't get away from this. This is the basis of all religion, all philosophical thought, and indeed all thought, whether it's philosophical or not. It's the beginning and our end on this earth. It's the lowest of the low and the highest of the high. So we cannot hope to control the great power of Kundalini until we have controlled certain basic elements of ourselves, and until we have learned to control the certain lower centers. It is no good, and no man can do it successfully, jumping or trying to jump upon the step of the heart center until he has controlled completely the sex and solar plexus centers. If he does, somewhere down the line, something will hold him back.